I like our guys' effort. You know, I thought the effort was there throughout the game. I thought we tried to communicate with one another on both ends of the floor. And, one of the biggest things, obviously, you know, this is our first preseason game, and we haven't done much offense, as the guys probably have been talking. And it resulted in 26 turnovers because we felt most of them were unforced, and, you know, the 31 points off of those turnovers. But I got to tip my hat to the guys because I thought defensively they tried to protect the paint. They tried to play, you know, with five guys on a string, and then they gave the multiple effort to contest, to rebound a lot of times. And those are the three biggest staples that we have defensively. And it resulted in, you know, them shooting 37.7% from the field, which is a good first time out. So you feel good about that. And then offensively, again, like I said, we had some good moments where that ball was humming and bodies were moving. And, you know, I felt that guys tried to make their teammates better throughout most of the game. Even some of our turnovers, the intent was good, you know, but we just didn't quite complete the play, and a lot of that has to do with us not working on offense a ton in practice. But for a first game, you got to enjoy watching the guys play that way out on the floor.
Mike, if I counted right, I think you called five timeouts immediately after it looked like you didn't do exactly what you wanted to do defensively. Is that just continually preaching the message and harping? And
they got to understand. I mean, if I use all my timeouts in the first half and we go to a mandatory and I don't have any and it's a technical foul, so be it. But they got to understand how important each possession is. You know, we talk about the commitment to the process. And, you know, that this process is not a weekly process or a monthly process. It's play by play by play type process. And now the game's over. The next step is to get your rest tonight, take care of your body, and let's come back and practice tomorrow at noon. So every little thing counts, and I want them to feel and know and understand that it's important to us as a staff. Therefore, since we're all in this together, it should be important to them as a group or as individuals.
How important is it for Kyrie to buy into it? I think on one possession he contested three different shots tonight.
And you know what? I showed that clip at halftime. And, you know, he was out of position a little bit. But, I mean, I can't get on a guy if he's going to give that type of effort. If he gives that type of effort, everybody else needs to fall in line, you know. If he doesn't, now it's harder for me to preach my message to everybody else. But Kyrie's been terrific. He's been terrific in that area of trying to lead the team. He's a young guy, but, you know, he's put on a speed cap or a speed hat when it comes to trying to lead, and to have a guy like Jarrett Jack and even Bynum and Andy and some of the vets around to help him, he's done a fantastic job. But the best way to do it is, like you said, Kenny, is by getting it done on the court, the little things like that. That was a heck of a play. He was just running all over the place, you know, trying to help his teammates out.
Anthony coming off shoulder surgery, obviously a long road back and some game action tonight. What did you think of him, and where do you expect him to be this season?
I don't expect anything of him but to give me effort every play. That's it. You know, and whatever he does on top of that is gravy. So it's real simple for him. He's a talented kid with great athleticism. I'd say his skill set is off the charts. He just got to make sure he takes care of his body, gets his rest, eats the right way, stays in the gym, and plays with a big effort when he's out on the floor. If he does those things, I'll be happy.
He had a little bit of a slow start, but he seemed to kind of hang in there, and the longer he was out there, the better he seemed to be. No? Okay, never mind. Okay.
Did you play him?
Anthony and I had a few discussions tonight. he resulted in probably four of those five timeouts I called.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you get the amount of minutes you wanted to get for him to maybe try and get him in better shape?
Yeah, and, you know, the going into the game, you know, the one thing I told everybody was I was going to play everybody. You know, whether we were up, down, indifferent, it didn't matter. I was going to stick to the script and play everybody. And, you know, everybody's had a taste because everybody's worked their tail off in training camp. And so now we got that out the way, and, you know, we'll start looking at different combinations and stuff like that. But, you know, AB got some minutes, and, you know, we'll go back and watch the minutes tonight to see how they turned out.
How far has Tristan come, in your opinion, since entering the league and just seeing him get so much energy out there today?
And that's the key. Tristan, and he's got to understand that. He's got to understand that, you know what, you can impact the game because you have a motor that not many guys in this league have. And just with your motor, you can impact the game in so many different ways that you can elevate this team to another level just with that. And so I thought tonight he tried to play the game the right way, and he brought to the table what he does well, you know, on both ends of the floor.
Mike, what are you hoping to see from this game to the next game? What's the step that you want to see next?
You know, hopefully, again, we're not going to work a ton on offense, but hopefully our timing and stuff like that will be a little bit better in the next game, and we don't have the 26 turnovers. We take care of the ball a little bit better. But I want to see us continue to get just a tiny bit better in a lot of different areas. You know, I thought defensively we gave up middle a couple of times, and we don't want to give up middle drives. I thought we had a couple of blowbys defensively. I thought a few times we closed out. There was a shot fake. We left our feet, and they were able to get a pretty good look after that. So those little things defensively, the things offensively that I'd like to see a little bit better. You know, I thought a couple of times when the ball got swung, whoever caught it, he held on to the ball for too long instead of moving it, you know, right away. And the times that we moved it right away but kept it simple, I mean, we had some pretty basketball possessions out there. You know, things are good. So, you know, those little things just off the top of my head from watching the game, you know, you hope we can improve in just a little bit more.